And welcome to the Wonders of the World, the radio show where we explore awesome places across the globe. Today we're heading to a colourful, exciting country, Mexico.
First things first, where is Mexico?
Well, if you look at the map of the world, you'll find Mexico in North America, just below the United States and above Central America. It lies between the Pacific Ocean on the west and the Gulf of Mexico on the east.
Mexico's latitude is between 14 and 33 degrees north, and its longitude is between 86 and 118 degrees west. That means it's north of the equator and gives it a warm climate most of the year.
Speaking of climate, most of Mexico is in the tropical and subtropical zones, which means some areas are hot and humid, especially near the coast, while others are cool in the mountains.
Now let's talk about land use. In Mexico, there's a mix. There are farms growing corn, avocados and chilies. You'll also find big cities like Mexico City, where lots of people live and work in offices, shops and factories. There's also tourism. Many people visit Mexico's beaches, ancient pyramids and festivals.
Mexico is a busy place. Over 126 million people live there. That's a lot. Most people live in cities, but there are also villages and rural areas where farming is common.
And the weather? In summer, it can be hot and rainy. In the winter, it's cooler, especially in the mountains, but it hardly ever snows in most parts of the country.
Welcome back, explorers. I'm Nima.
And I'm Georgie, and today we're swinging into the amazing rainforest of Mexico.
That's right, Georgie. Did you know Mexico has tropical rainforests, especially in the south, in places like Chiapas and the Yucatan Peninsula?
I sure did. They're full of trees and colourful birds and animals like jaguars and howler monkeys. In fact, I think I hear one.
That monkey says hello. But hey, do you want to hear a jungle joke?
Yeah.
Why don't monkeys play cards in the rainforest? Because there are too many cheaters.
Oh, a good one. I've got one too. What do you call a sleeping jaguar? A cat napper.
Okay, jokes aside, these rainforests are really important. They help clean the air, provide homes for wildlife, and are even used by local people for food and medicine.
But sadly, some of Mexico's rainforest is being cut down for farming or buildings. That's called deforestation, and it means animals can lose their homes.
Luckily, Mexico is working to protect these beautiful forests with national parks and the reserves. People are learning how to use the land in ways that don't harm nature.
So if you'll ever visit Mexico, don't just go for the tacos and beaches. Check the rainforest too, but bring a raincoat. It gets very wet.
That's why it's called a rainforest.
Touche! And that's all for today, Jungle Explorers.
Again, young explorers. Now we are going to take you on an adventure of the physical features of Mexico.
First up, volcanoes. Mexico has over 40 active volcanoes. One of the most famous is called Popocatépetl. Popocatépetl is tricky to say, but super cool. It's a huge volcano near Mexico City that sometimes puffs out steam. Volcanoes form when magma from under the earth bursts through the surface.
Hot stuff, but now let's go to fiery to watery. Have you never heard of Cenet?
Yes, a cenet is a natural pool found in caves or holes in the ground. They are filled with fresh water and sacred to the ancient Maya people.
They're like magical underground swimming holes. You can even snorkel in them and see fish in crystal clear water.
Amazing. And speaking of water, did you know Mexico has some spectacular waterfalls too?
Like the Agua Azul waterfalls, which means blue water in Spanish. The water there is bright turquoise and it crashes down over rocks through the jungle. It looks like something out of a dream.
So in just one country, you can see steaming volcanoes, deep cenotes and thundering waterfalls, all made by the power of nature.
No wonder Mexico is so popular. Explorers and adventures.
Buenas tardes, mi gente. Welcome to Spice Waves, your home for flavours, fun and food talk from around the world. Today we're turning up the heat with Mexican cuisine, a culinary fiesta that's spicy, soulful and straight up delicioso.
I can already smell the tortillas cooking in my imagination. I'm Talifa.
And I'm Harry, the only one that thought mole was a backyard animal until I tasted it. Life-changing.
You're not wrong. I am Harrison, here to drop some tasty knowledge and possibility eat half the studio snacks.
And I'm Chef Hannah, your friendly food nerd and professional chili wrangler. Let's talk staples. Let's talk flavours. Let's taco about it.
All right, Chef Hannah, give us the basics. What are the holy grail ingredients in Mexican cooking?
Great question. Every Mexican kitchen starts with a key few ingredients: corn, chilies, beans, tomatoes, onions, cilantro and lime.
Don't forget garlic. I put in everything, except my drinks, though maybe. Time for some did you know moments.
Did you know corn is so essential to Mexican cuisine? The word maize is basically sacred. The Maya even believed humans were made from corn.
Did you know there's over 60 types of native corn in Mexico? Some are blue, red, even black. They're not just colourful, they each have different flavours and uses.
And did you know that tortillas have been around for over 10,000 years? That's older than most conspiracy theories.
And tastier too.
Let's break down some iconic dishes real quick. Harrison, hit us with a favourite.
How about tacos al pastor? Inspired by the beans shawarma, it's pork marinated in ancho and pineapple, grilled on a spit and served in corn tortillas. Flavour explosion.
Or mole poblano, the sauce with over 20 ingredients, including chocolate, chilies and spices. It's sweet, spicy, deep, and it takes hours to finish.
Don't forget tamales. They're like ample gift wraps. You never know what surprise you'll get inside. Chicken, pork.
We're covered in ingredients history and now I'm officially starving.
That's our show for today. Next week we'll dive into Indian street food. But until then...
Bueno provecho!
Speaking of food, here's a joke for you. Why did the tortilla get a job? Because it wanted to wrap things up.
Nothing beats an Hola Je holiday. And now, right now, you can save 50 pesos per person. Pack your shades and say hola to adventure.
With warm weather all year round, Mexico is the perfect place for explorers big and small. In summer, it's hot and sunny, perfect for splashing around on the sandy beaches of Cancun or Puerto Vallarta.
Want to explore ancient ruins? Visit Chichen Itza, one of the seven wonders of the world. It's a giant pyramid built by the Mayans over 1,000 years ago. That's older than your teacher's PE trainers.
And don't forget the food, tacos, burritos and quesadillas. But don't worry, not everything's spicy, unless you accidentally eat your chili.
Book now with Hola Je Holidays. Package deals guaranteed to knock your socks off.
Thanks for joining us on our Mexican adventure. Until next time, amigos, keep exploring and stay curious. Adios!